642 1320 WILS. Lansing City Clerk Chris Swope today announcing that he is running again for a seat to maintain his position as City Clerk of Lansing. Let's talk about what's ahead for the city and the position. Chris, great to have you on WILS.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, and how long have you been City Clerk here in Lansing?
12 years at the end of this year. So I got elected in 2005, same time as the current mayor. So this will be my first change in administrations at the end of this year.
That's going to be interesting. What does that do when you, if you stay on board with a new mayor, how does that change your job, would you say?
Well, you know, I think I can be helpful in making sure that whoever is the new mayor hits the ground running. You know, the part of the clerk role is to make sure that that communication between the city council and the mayor is effective and successful. So, you know, that's part of what I've done for the past 12 years and what I hope to do for the next four.
Yeah. What have you learned about the position that you didn't really learn, that you didn't know coming in initially?
Well, you know, everybody has their own interests and there needs to be somebody that kind of takes a look at both sides and tries to be a bridge builder. And that's one of the roles that I feel I've taken on and mostly successful at.
Okay. In the last 12 years, what was the most difficult issue, would you say, you dealt with as a city clerk?
Well, you know, when you have a city council that a couple of times during the course of those 12 years hasn't been able to come together on a president at the beginning of the year, just kind of can get the year off on a not so great start. So, you know, unfortunately that happened again this year. They did end up coming together as they always do. They work through their things, but that could be challenging.
So now what happens when the city council is having that kind of an issue? What role are you playing at that point?
Well, I chair the meeting until the city council elects a president. So I preside at the city council and the committee of the whole, and they can't have any other committees until they have a president. So, you know, it just kind of changes the dynamic. You know, usually I'm there assisting in the meeting operation, not actually chairing and calling on speakers and, you know, having that kind of a role. So, you know, it's not a role that I have a problem with, but it just changes the dynamic when that occurs.
Is there a lot of pressure on you at that point somehow, or do the city council members get on you in some way?
I wouldn't say that the council members get on me. I mean, that's, you know, they know that they're the ones that have to elect a president. So, but you know, it does make it a little bit complicated in trying to make sure that all of their rights are represented and make sure that that we can facilitate a discussion that leads to them coming to ultimately a decision on the presidency.
Talking to Lansing City Clerk Chris Swope, and in the last couple of elections, did you have any real competition for the position?
Actually, nobody's ran against me. I ran against an incumbent and won in 2005, and I haven't been challenged since then. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't know what will happen this year.
Why do you think that is, that no one else is running or hasn't run so far?
I guess you'd have to ask people who don't run. I mean, people give me positive feedback and say they like the job that I do, so I'm sure that that is part of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is not an easy job. One of the big roles is running elections. So there's a lot to take on with that, a lot of complicated things. You know, we have a staff of six people, except on election day, we have a staff anywhere from 350 to 500 people. So, wow. You know, that kind of gearing up and training of people to do, you know, one day of work, three or four times a year is a big undertaking.
Yeah, in terms of the way the elections are run here in Lansing, what do you want to see change right now?
Well, the big thing is we are getting new election equipment that is going to be in place for this August primary election. So the whole state over the next 2 years is going to new equipment. So we'll be among the first to implement it. The first use of it will be in August.
What is this new equipment? How's it going to work?
It's a similar format to what we have now. It's optical scan, so you're still voting on a paper ballot, and then a machine reads your ballot. Uh-huh. But it's updated technology. It operates differently. It's going to require a lot of new training for our election workers just because it's a change. It operates a little bit more smoothly. But any change like that can create hiccups. So it'll be a big challenge to make sure that comes across smoothly in that first election.
Lansing City Clerk Chris Wope announcing today that he is running for his seat once again. This would be your what? What number term would this be if you win this time?
This will be my fourth term if I win.
Fourth term. Wow, that's quite quite a record. Is that a record for being city clerk in Lansing?
No, City of Lansing has had clerks that have served 30 years. Theo Fulton and Millie Brown, I think, hold the record. One of the two of them, I think they both served around 30 years.
Yeah, you think you've got 30 years in you?
I don't know if I have 30 years in me. I love what I do, but, you know, there's always a new challenge around the corner.
Chris Wope, Lansing City Clerk. Chris, thank you very much.
Thank you.